When it comes to writing about Southern food, women have traditionally dominated. But there's been a shift, so much so that it's turned into a men's club, argues author and Charlotte Observer food writer Kathleen Purvis. She wrote about it in a piece last year for The Bitter Southerner and talks about it on the latest episode of the WFAE podcast Southbound. Here's a preview of her conversation with host Tommy Tomlinson.
And the title of that piece was The Testosterone Takeover of Southern Food Writing. Yeah. And I know that came from an event that you were at. Can you want to kind of describe what happened there?
Well, yeah. I had been bothered for a while about how Southern food writing, there's a tendency when people want to write about the South, or people who come from outside the South, because they think the South is glamorous and everybody wants to come down and have the Southern experience and write about the South, and it's tend to be men. And we tend to have a lot of control in the food writing world right now of men, which I have nothing against men. Men are lovely. I have two in my family. I birthed one. I love men. But I was noticing how it had an effect on the conversation, on the stories that were being written. They tended to be these very, you know, bourbon-fueled, barbecue-fueled, pork belly fueled stories, and you didn't see as many of the, say, stories about women or stories of things that women could tell. And it really started to bug me. And honestly, there was an 800-pound gorilla in the room. I am a longtime supporter and lover of the Southern Foodways Alliance. But I had noticed, and when I was going to the symposium they put on every year, that there were an awful lot of male speakers and a very few female speakers. And I really started to watch that. I started to notice their anthologies they used to do. Cornbread Nation was almost always edited by a man, and the majority of the writers were male. And I tried to bring it up a few times. And so I was going to this Food Media South event that Southern Foodways helps to put on in Birmingham. Chuck Reese of The Bitter Southerner was doing a session, and it was called Hey, You Pitch Me Something, I think was what they titled it. And he wanted people to pitch stories that he could then react to. You know, how could you tweak that, or what would it take to make that a story he'd want to buy? And I raised my hand. I was the first person in the room to raise my hand, and I stood up and said, you know, men are the new carpetbaggers of Southern cooking. And Chuck said, sold. And so I had to write it. And it was painful. I had to hurt some feelings to write that. The Southern Foodways people were not pleased with me at all. Mm-hmm. You know, that's on them. They got to be, if you're going to be the people who set the cultural conversation, you have to understand that you are going to have to be a part of that conversation too. I have seen a lot of change in the last year and a half, 2 years. Like today, Southern Living came out with a list of the 30 women who are changing the conversation in Southern food. I kind of heard that I wasn't on it, but but it was a really good list with some real diversity, and I was very happy. There's been a number of things like that that have happened since then, and I kind of give myself a little credit that everybody was talking about this. All the women at Southern Foodways events were sort of in the back row talking to each other about it, but everybody was afraid to talk about it. And that was one of the things people had said to me when I was writing the piece, when people heard I was, because I pitched it so publicly. I had people coming to me and saying, whatever you do, don't criticize Southern Foodways. And I'm like, I'm one of those 800-pound gorilla people, you know? If there's an 800-pound gorilla in the room, I'm the one who's going to walk up to it and go, hey, what's it like to be an 800-pound gorilla?
Right.
You know, tell me about that. Where'd you get that gorilla suit? So the fact that everybody was talking about it, but nobody was talking about it publicly, really bothered me. And I wanted to do that as well. I wanted to open up that dialogue and show people that, you know, yeah, you can throw yourself in a huge grenade and get up and walk away.
That's food writer Kathleen Purvis talking to host Tommy Tomlinson on the latest edition of the WFAE podcast Southbound. That episode is available Wednesday. And in that episode, you can also hear Purvis discuss cultural differences in cornbread. And support for Southbound comes from Southeast Radiation Oncology Group.